Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Foreclosure rates are coming down in the Lansing area and statewide, but that's not necessarily good news. That's according to a new report from Realty Track. To talk about what's behind the numbers, I'm joined by Realty Track Director of Marketing Communications, Darren Bloomquist. Welcome to the program, Darren.
Thanks for having me.
Now let's just begin with the numbers of foreclosures in the Lansing area this year as compared to last. How much of a drop have we seen?
Well, we actually didn't see as much of a drop in Lansing as in many of the other metro areas. There were a total of about 2,500 properties in the metro area that received a foreclosure notice during the first half of 2011. That was down 2% from a year ago when we saw 2,600. So actually not a dramatic drop-off in Lansing that we saw, but we did see a pretty dramatic drop-off in certain metro areas across the country. And we can get into why that is, but Lansing, I think, you know, is in a state, Michigan overall, that hasn't been affected by some of the issues that have cropped up recently as much that have delayed a lot of foreclosures.
Now, you would think the news that foreclosure rates have come down from a year ago would be positive. Why is that not necessarily the case?
Well, it's not the case because, unfortunately, it's papering over the fact that there's still a lot of distressed homeowners out there, and we believe the major reason for the decreases we're seeing in most metro areas is not that the housing market is improving, but because banks are actually taking longer to foreclose than they were a year ago, and we can actually show that in our data when we look at the average time to foreclose. It's gone up to 318 days in the second quarter of 2011, and if you look at a year ago, it was 248 days, so it's gone up nearly 100 days just in the past year. And we think that is causing the foreclosure numbers to come down, and those delays are caused, by the way, by some of the accusations against banks that they were not processing foreclosures correctly. So they've reacted to that by being much more careful and slow about how they foreclose, which has led us to seeing a decrease in foreclosures, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, unfortunately, the market is staging a robust recovery.
Does a bank have anything to lose by taking its time selling a foreclosed home?
It does to a certain extent, yes. I mean, the longer it takes, it's losing money, if assuming that homeowner is not making their payments, then they're losing that. It's called a non-performing asset for them. So it is not good for them to lengthen that out in under normal circumstances, but we're in under very kind of unique circumstances here where the banks are being accused of not foreclosing properly, and there's an investigation by all 50 state attorney generals into the major lenders as to whether they're processing foreclosures correctly. So there's a lot of pressure on them to do that correctly to avoid having to pay other costs down the road. If they would foreclose on a property and then sell it, that could really come back to bite them if it was shown that foreclosure wasn't done properly.
When there are foreclosed homes that aren't selling and more that continue to come on the market, does that mean the value of homes will only continue dropping at this point?
It means at least the value of homes we're not going to see a strong increase in the value of homes in most areas. As long as the foreclosure cloud is kind of hanging over the market, whether we're seeing a huge surge of foreclosures or whether it's kind of like it is now where we're seeing foreclosure activity slow, but many people realize that there's still kind of those delayed foreclosures that are looming over the market, and that's going to keep prices from truly rebounding, we think, at least in the short term. And until the market has absorbed that excess foreclosure inventory, it won't really be able to recover and have prices appreciate.
I'm talking to Darren Bloomquist. He's the Director of Marketing Communications at Realty Track, which just put out a new report showing that foreclosure rates in Lansing are dropping slightly and nationwide are dropping somewhat significantly. Darren, is there anything the government can do to encourage the sale of foreclosed homes or to encourage the speed in which banks are unloading them?
Well, yeah, they do have some impact over that, especially when it comes to loans that are guaranteed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which accounts for probably about at least a third of all loans nationwide that are in foreclosure are Fannie, Freddie, or FHA loans. And so they do have a big impact on that piece of the market. And in fact, Fannie Mae just came out a couple weeks ago with some guidelines to ensure that foreclosures were processed at least in a somewhat expeditious manner. And so I think there is some concern about that. However, if you look back over the last couple of years, the main emphasis from the government has been actually to slow things down. Government intervention has been kind of the impetus behind some of the slowdowns we've seen, and that has been well-intentioned. It's to give homeowners who are facing foreclosure more time to be able to make sure that if they have the wherewithal to do so, they can avoid foreclosure and not lose their home to foreclosure. So it's but that has kind of had some unintended consequences of causing the lenders to be a little bit gun shy about foreclosure, and is now resulting in us seeing this kind of strange situation where foreclosures are down, but we kind of know that there's this, again, looming cloud of those sitting out there and probably going to hit sometime over the next couple of years.
I see. So ultimately, this is bad news for homeowners in terms of the value of their home. And in terms of the foreclosure rate, do you expect it to continue dropping at this point as these sales finally happen, or are they likely to rise again in the coming year?
Well, yeah, I think it is, to get to the first part of your question, it is, in the long term, it's probably not good for the market that there's these delays in the foreclosure process that are kind of prolonging the pace at which, you know, we're seeing the foreclosures happen and prolonging the pain of this housing slump. But possibly in the short term, you could argue that it could be good for some homeowners who have been waiting to sell their properties. And because right now we're kind of in this kind of the eye of the storm, I would describe it as, where there is a lull in foreclosure activity, maybe that would be a good opportunity for those homeowners to actually list their home for sale, because right now in the few months that we've seen, and maybe the next couple months, there isn't a lot of foreclosures out there that they have to compete with in many areas. And so you could kind of see that as a little bit of a silver lining in this situation, that a homeowner who needs to sell may be able to do so now without as much competition from foreclosure properties that may bring down their prices. So, but to answer your second half of the question, going forward, we do think, at least in most areas, and again, I would say Lansing has not been as impacted by the delays in the foreclosure process as some areas of the country because of the way that the foreclosure process happens. But going forward, we do expect a bounce back in the numbers in most metro areas as the lenders catch up and are able to adjust to some of the new requirements that they need to follow to properly foreclose on a property.
Darren Bloomquist, he's the Director of Marketing Communications at RealtyTrack. Thank you for joining me, Darren.
No problem. Thanks a lot for having me.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.